Good morning, everyone. At today's APRALO meeting here in Prague on Tuesday, the 26th of June, in the room we have Hong Sui, Sala Tamanike Waimara, I'm learning, Fuad Bourgeois, Holly Raich, Siranush Varadhan, Yan, well, Vardanyan, sorry, I didn't see your name with me, Cheryl Langdon Orr from, and we also have a guest. Yeah, the member of the APRALO. I'm representing the OSHA, the one of the Korea organization. Yeah, members. Yeah, YJ Park. Lovely, welcome. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanka, and myself, Gisela Gruber.
Joined.
Also, oops. And we have someone who has joined us on the telephone bridge.
Yes, this is Pavan here from Hong Kong.
Welcome, Pavan. We're just doing the roll call. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening for everybody. I will be going through the agenda just in case people don't have the screen in front of them. We're starting off with the roll call, which, thank you, Gisela, has been done. We're going to go next to the... not my computer. The action items. Pavan, have you followed up with Heidi on the dashboard?
I have actually sent Heidi an email. Heidi, have you received that email? I just wanted to look at the next steps forward for the dashboard.
Pavan, this is Heidi. When did you send that?
I think it was right after the last call, around the first week after the 22nd of May.
Okay, I will have to go back and look at my inbox. Sorry about
that.
Okay,
no worries. I'll just forward it to you again later, and then we can just follow up on that.
Yes, please. And I believe that there is some effort, Sala, perhaps you would like to discuss. You brought up the issue of the dashboard, and I'm not sure if that's going to be discussed in the Secretariat's meeting.
Sala, do you want to just add something?
You mean in relation to the dashboard? Salamiyata Tamaniko Emara for the transcript. Yes, work's been ongoing. It's going to be a tool that's going to be multidimensional. It'll be particularly useful for the RALOs specifically, but we aim to complete it here in Prague. However, I'd also like to mention for Charles and Holly's attention and the executive's attention that we intend to give the RALOs a sort of like a survey which we would like you to, not persuade, which we'd like you to facilitate with your ALS members, with ALS members, yes.
Could we actually discuss that survey in other business? Thanks. Next action item, Charles will check with Edmund on his IGF Azerbaijan proposal. Now, rather than talk about that, there will be a meeting in Prague today at 12.30 to 2 in the Dublin room, no, that's not Ireland, to talk about IGF. Fawad, you'll be there, I will be there.
Yes, I'll get in touch with Charles. Charles actually sent his apologies for this call. He's busy with some domestic affairs.
Okay, and Cheryl has her hand.
Thank you, Holly. Cheryl, and you know, for the transcript record, I don't believe that's in my diary, so I will have to check. I do, however, want to speak to the fact that I've already found out that I'm actually listed as speaker in other people's workshops. So if you, while you're planning, you are aware of commitments into other regions, means that I have to be there, so I'm available. So use me as a tool. And obviously, if there is any allocation of support from APRALO people to visit, remember my name on the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, and welcome Edmund, who's just arrived. Another addition to the roll call. Thanks. The next action item, also about the RGF, Charles, to get in touch with people going to RGF Japan. Now, I'm actually going to Japan, and that will be discussed, I think, today as well, because probably that's may feed into what's happening in Azerbaijan. Fuad?
Thank you, Holly. Fuad Bajwa for the record. I'm going to be actually in the same session with you in Japan, so just an update. In case I get a visa, I'll be there.
Good luck. Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl Engdenor, for the transcript record. As some of you may know, Hong and I serve on the planning committee for the RIGF in Japan. It would be very useful if we could know exactly who is going or who is probably going, because I know there will be some fallouts and we might need to pop people into roles and panelists. So if we just have that resource, that will be very, very useful. I would also suggest that certainly from the area that I'm managing, which is part of the internet resources, critical internet resources, specifically the panel on IPv4 and IPv6 issues, we will be definitely having remote participation. So if we do get to the situation where someone can't get there and you're involved in other tasks that I'm not directly involved with, Hong isn't directly involved with, remember that we should be able to bring our people in at least remotely so we can get that presence there. Thank you, Holly.
Hong, are you coming to the meeting today about IGF? If so, then we can actually talk through both Tokyo and Azerbaijan.
Oh, okay, very nice. I had suggested we have a workshop at the regional IGF. And I've asked on the list if this leader could propose a topic or a list of topics. I can draft a proposal immediately. There's no feedback so far. And I consult Cheryl, and she kindly advised that there's low interest for Navy Riddle on this. And then primarily interested in Azerbaijan. So I thought, well, okay, since they were busy. So there's no workshop, unfortunately, but I'm going there if I can get a visa, hopefully, like you. All right, so that's the situation, the status quo so far. All right.
Thank you, Ancela.
Salmieta Tamanikamura for the transcripts. I apologize, Hong. I think I missed that in the mailing list. If I had, I would have really responded. One of the things that I would like to encourage the leaders in AP Rallo to push forward, particularly in Asia. And when I speak about Asia, I'm talking about the AP Rallo region, is the abuse of Article 19 in the ICCPR, freedom of expression, because under international law, there are three exceptions in terms of public morality, objectionable content, in terms of what's legislated, or national security. And we're seeing a heavy track record from quite aside from Azerbaijan, Pakistan, all across our region, which even in Fiji, we're seeing a heavy track record of the objection and of the exception being abused. And even though there was a Geneva meeting addressing this issue at the Human Rights Council meeting, nobody actually went into that in great detail. So Hong, this is a suggestion for the executives and also for you.
Hong? Actually, what I'm going to suggest, rather than continuing this, is we use the time at lunch to go through the various RGF proposals to see what, to talk through Tokyo, Azerbaijan, and see who's doing what, and then to tie in next. Yeah, sorry. Just a
Sarah Shvadanyan for the record. Just for the information that I might not be able to join you during the lunch for IGF discussions, I got a suggestion to present IGF by Edmund team, I think, to be a panelist in Azerbaijan IGF for ICANN fellowship information, but to some extent you all know that probably it's not secure for me as an Armenian to travel to Azerbaijan, so I raised that issue and I express my willingness to be and of readiness to be as a remote panelist there. So, but just for you to know that I will not be there in person just for that reason of security. Thank you.
Why don't we talk offline as to how we might involve you? Edwin, did you have anything to add?
Yeah. First of all, I'm so sorry the Korea organization, which I'm representing, has not been really actively engaged with this kind of activities. And so that's why it's a little bit sort of foreign to follow up all of the details of the upcoming the Tokyo meetings. But one of the messages I'm going to share with you is probably Edmund would know, and the Korea institutions, including KISA, is very much interested in hosting this meeting next year. And but unfortunately, because of this lack of involvement with ALARS so far, we haven't really followed up what is going on with Tokyo meeting. So I think the best way we can suggest is if there's just some slot or some kind of things, we wanted to participate in that Tokyo meeting and see how the meeting is being managed and organized, and which will be reflected in next year's meeting as well. And so one of the topics which I suggested earlier is a sort of why don't we, you know, people in Asia who has lots of kind of issues with government relationship, talk about the enhanced cooperation, you know, what's the kind of concept of enhanced cooperation in Asia region, what's the kind of our responses, and what would be the best practices of implementing the best enhanced cooperation. Sort of, that was the one of the proposal I put on the table, but since I'm not really in this kind of communication circle, I was not quite so sure what's the status and what's the kind of the, you know, the outcome, whether that can be even in that Tokyo meeting or not. Yeah.
Cheryl? Cheryl Langdonor for the Transcript Record. Thank you. That's really important to know. What I think we can say, looking to Edmund and obviously to Hong, is that the planning committee for the Tokyo Regional IGF is having its next meeting on the 5th, I believe, on the 5th. We do know that we have more space resources available to us, but we will be looking at the final programming, which is why I'm sort of going a little gobsmacked when I hear about people presenting workshops I don't know about. But anyway, we'll discover. We're very flexible. We will make this happen. It will happen. But what I could suggest is, if you wouldn't mind just pinning and perhaps giving to Edmund and Hong just that proposal, because we have ad hoc opportunities as well. So if we know the 5th is when we can discuss it. I apologise, Holly, that is out of order business in as much as it's not AP RALO agenda for today, but it is important that AP RALO is strongly represented in the regional IGFs, and you're absolutely right. With the potential for you hosting the next one, we have to do this as an interface for the next stage. So thank you.
Welcome, Renalia. Cheryl, that's because the action items really relate to various IGFs, it's absolutely in order, and I think we can use the time, the lunch, to sort of sort through IGF Tokyo, IGF Azerbaijan, and talk about the workshop. Now,
Holly, Cheryl, for the record, can I plead with you to talk only very informally about Tokyo?
Yes.
Because you need to get your house in order specifically for Baku. That relates to ICANN-based funding, and that one has to just be got right. And the Tokyo one, to be honest, you know, we're practically printing the dance card. And we'll just have to sort something out separately. So if you focus on Baku in your lunch and then make sure someone gets back to it on the other, that would be good.
I've got Sala and Fuad, and then I think we might actually have to move on to the action item.
Yes, very quickly, Salta Monica and Mora for the record, just to notify APRL executives that I won't be in Tokyo, Japan. I'll be in Cook Islands for there's a government consultation going on to draft the cybersecurity legislation, so we'll be heavily involved in that. and we return to Fiji for the Asia APT meeting and the Pacific Broadband meeting. So I'll be there.
Thank you, Holly, for what Bajwa for the transcript record. I would like to support what Cheryl said because the participation we're doing in APR IGF has been arranged through other sources and whatever the topics and everything is. So the IGF is, which is probably in November, is a more critical issue because of the state of what you call it, where it's happening. Number one thing, and I was in the MAG of the IGF till February, and then my term completed for 3 years. So apart from that, I was in the first part of planning that. And in the previous years, I've been actually managing something called the Internet Governance for Development main session. That's what I introduced and I've been managing for the past few years. So we can actually look at that. That's where we can actually utilize, as Cheryl said, the IGN funding. For the APR IGF, I think more planning will go into next year's APR IGF, which would be, I think, we would be more planned and more grouped up in that.
If I may, Holly, Cheryl, and know for the transcript record, of course, that's what's so important of having YJ Park here today with the intention of Korea to be hosting that. You see they're being very proactive. They're wanting to be very much forward. And I would suggest, if I may, if we look carefully at where we set the time for next year's regional IGF and think about when the ICANN board does its business for funding additional requests and the budget, it won't be happening before this time next year. And so we need to, we've got too short a time between hopefully a budget approval and in less than 14 days having a regional IGF in Asia. So we might want to make sure that those two things are further apart next time. So we could look to more distributed funding and perhaps a larger presence. Thank you.
The only two... I'm going to finish this sentence and then Hong. The only two remaining items are action items on us in terms of dealing with the workload and actually kind of, I think, helping Charles out, given that he's been very tied up. So I think we will have to deal with that offline, if that's okay. And because Hong very sweetly doesn't have her hand up but wants to talk.
I'm very sorry to intervene. I cannot join you at the lunch discussion, unfortunately, but the regional idea is finalizing its program. If you're still interested, without the fund support, to have a workshop or a gathering or any informal things or formal things, you need to let the program committee know quite soon. And the tentatively finalized program will be posted on the website, I guess, next week. So that's the timing. Nothing else to talk about. Back to you.
One final comment, but first, just today's meeting is really about clarification of budgets and so forth, but we can use that opportunity to arrange another meeting that sorts out, first of all, Baku and possibly Tokyo as well, but we can do that offline as well.
Sorry, Holly. Baku is what you need to
sure,
do today.
Sure. But what I'm saying is we can use that opportunity to arrange a breakfast or something to deal with. We're talking about your proposals and how we can move that forward too. So let's just say the IGF is very much on the agenda, that we have a meeting today which is very focused, but there can be other meetings and we can use this opportunity to arrange other meetings. Now, can we close this action item, please? How much am I offered?
Salutamanikam for the transcripts. Just for the record, there was an APNIC meeting in Busan, South Korea, which was jointly hosted by APNIC and KISA, and it was excellently and very, very professionally facilitated.
And in fact, the action item that I would like to suggest is this, Holly. If a few volunteers from APRALO could sit together and sort of draft tentatively what would be needed, I mean, in relation to Ms. Park's request and that sort of thing, or just generic or for whoever else wants to sort of bid and that sort of thing or would like to express their interest. Just a thought, so that in relation to the 2013 budget that was being mentioned yesterday in the applications.
Nobody's allowed anymore. That is. How much am I offered? and the price is rising.
Well,
we have, it is 20 past and we haven't finished the action item. So you've got...
It's related with the budget clarification, so that's why... as we said, Korea is very much interested in hosting next year's meeting, so we were fortunate enough to secure the funding for next year. But unfortunately, since we didn't really have any plan to be involved with this year's regional IGF, we didn't really have any funding to participate in that upcoming Tokyo meeting, so that was the reason I was asking whether there could be some kind of funding support for some of us to attend that meeting. But as Salah said, Korea government and then KISA are very much interested in hosting next year's meeting, which will be hopefully quite well organized. And we are willing to secure as many as audiences for next year's. But unfortunately, this year, not much funding available for us.
That's it. Cut. If we have time at the end of this, before 8 o'clock, we'll come back to IGF. We're not doing that anymore. Minutes. I gather you have all read the minutes and you're all very happy with them. Thank you, Cheryl. These are stunning minutes. Thank you very much. Everybody's very happy with them. And we've dealt with the action items arriving. Let's go back to what we're supposed to be doing for the rest of the day. Now, the next is ICANN policy issues, open public consultations. I'm taking the floor. Thank you. I would say there are probably two, if not the three main issues that are on the agenda. I'm absolutely open if people want to go to the policy page and see if there's anything else. But the one that's been occupying a lot of the discussion amongst the ALAC people in Prague has been the combination of the registrant's rights and the issue of compliance. There will be lots of minutes posted and so forth, but essentially there's going to be a meeting of the registrant's rights group. It is tied up with the Who Is final report, because one of the main issues that came out of, actually it's the final report, came out of the final report, was Who Is data accuracy. And those two issues are merging. Now, there's a registrant's rights group meeting today, I think, late. Some stuff will come out of that, but I attended the registrant's rights negotiation update yesterday. ICANN are putting on the table two main issues that are the sticking points in the negotiation. In terms of how do you actually contact people and what are the issues surrounding access to data. They're both critical issues, and I think I might actually do something, some work on that and circulate it, because we need feedback. The negotiating team has come pretty much to a screeching halt on those two issues, and the plea from, what's his name, Fritz, yesterday, the whole team was, these two issues we need to hear from the community, and so we as ALAC need to come up with a view on what we think about those two issues, and we'll probably discuss that today and then get something out to everybody. The other issue has to do Certainly in our region, the main issue is IDNs. It is tied up with this magic word called batching, which most of us now kind of choke over. But where IDNs are sitting, and I just think, Hong, if you want to say a few words about where we're up to with IDNs, which has become a particularly important issue for this group.
Thank you, Holly. I guess Edmund could have more detailed information on this issue. But I do have a serious concern about IDN as being backseated in the new batching policy. That's one batching for all the applications. I don't want to listen to myself, please. Oh, I hate it. now the one batching is still in discussion, and we're not clear it is one beginning, multiple endings, or is one beginning, one ending. So everybody will have to wait until 18 months for the overall publication of the results of evaluation. Or there will be a kind of a easiness assessment by ranking. And IDN, because of its complexity, its difficulty and uncertainty, especially variance issue, is more complicated. It will take much longer time to reveal. What that means, there will be deprioritized because it's not so easy. This is a serious concern, and we heard the young man from China last night. He's now even desperate, would like to go back to the digital archery hated by everyone. Well, he said that at least in that case, there will be 100 for each region. That's also fair for Asia-Pacific. Okay, back to you.
Edmund, do you have anything to add?
Certainly. This is Edmund Chung. I totally share the concern that Hong has. I understand that in the at-large community, we have a general, I guess, direction that we should prioritize IDNs. However, there is often the caution of certain issues such as IDN variants, and that worries me a little bit. The problem is that for lack of a better way to describe it, the incapability of ICANN to put its act together for the IDN variants should not have delayed, should not have created this particular issue of saying, oh, because there's more problems to be solved, we might have to, prioritize it. I mean, deprioritize this particular thing. The other part is that I think there is a time difference between the evaluation process and the delegation process, and by the time we complete the evaluation process, hopefully, the IDN variant issues would have been, progressed quite much further. So just because currently the IDN variant issue hasn't been resolved doesn't mean the evaluation for those applications should not be prioritized.
Edmund and Hong, we are meeting with the board, and since Olivier is sitting there being very quiet, leaning over, doing absolutely bloody nothing, but suddenly he's looking fantastic, and he's taking notes on what he's going to say to the board about IDNs and our concern. You were taking notes. I could see that.
Since I was dancing, the images go on the record. Olivier Capin-Leblanc for the record. No, we are not having the subject of IDNs in our agenda, and I think that the board, in what they have sent to us, has not touched on IDNs either. What we can do is to speak to individual board members, and we also have a lunch with the board on Wednesday, So we might, those of you who wish to discuss this with the board might wish to speak to specific board members that know about the subject. The other problem being that not all of the board knows about IDNs. So target the people, maybe find out who of the board has been following this and speak to them.
Hong and Edmund, can I suggest an action item on you both that you talk to Olivier on how we progress this? And Cheryl has her hand up.
Thank you, Holly. Cheryl Angano for the transcript record. I think we also need to take the opportunity to talk to any of the GAC members and GAC representatives that we might find lurking about the corridors and that we know. I can assure you, Edmund and Hong, that I have had this conversation with our Australian representatives, and we actually have a delegation of two here. So the man who is usually at the GAC table has brought his boss. And his boss and I know each other very well. So there is interest in this issue, but I can't tell you how important it is for a whole number of voices and not just our voices to be raising this. But I'm not sure it's going to get on formal agendas, Holly, but there's a lot of corridor work to be done. So work board members if you know them, work community leaders if you know them. To be honest, your hardest arguments are with those who have not seen the necessity, and we converting those people over is just darn hard work. If you are going to talk to board members over lunch, I think it's a great way. For heaven's sake, make sure you've spoken to Hong, to Renalia, to I'd even suggest speaking to me, but you have to catch me first, and obviously Edmund, and make sure you know what variance means, you know, what the issues are, because we've got to, if all else fails, just say it really is important that there is no first mover advantage that disadvantages the internationalised domain names that are required by the next 3 billion internet users. So try and popularise it. Rather than get them into variance tables and you know, they'll glaze over really fast. Thank you.
Fawad?
Thank you, Fawad Bajwa for the transcript record. Supporting what Cheryl said and picking up on that, I don't want to overburden the whole group that's working on the IDN and the IDN variance issue, but a small paragraph, if we can get it on the list, right, would be really helpful on, like, sort of a sharing between us that, you know, it's sort of an update which needs to be communicated for these people because I come from Pakistan. We have got Pakistan on that, right, in Urdu as well. But somehow there's sort of a small gap going on, this communication gap, right? I was invited into that particular meeting in Pakistan where the government and stakeholders were discussing about Pakistan, but I was stuck. I had to run my kitchen, and I was stuck in Europe for that purpose, so I couldn't really attend that meeting. But that was in February, so it's been like particularly 3 months to that now. So a small paragraph would be more than enough. I'll also check with my delegates from Pakistan. There's a pretty big contingency running around, so I'll check with Dr. Sermat as well to what the situation on that is. A small paragraph just to, like, for the particular corridor diplomacy.
Thank you, Fawad. Edmund?
Thank you, Ollie. Edmund here. I think that's probably a good idea. One of the things that I sent around in the ALAC IDN working group is to we're meeting here tomorrow, and I guess everyone is welcome to join. Is it tomorrow or today? Tomorrow, yes.
Today's Tuesday.
Okay, Wednesday. but one of the
today you can't even breathe. Look at the schedule.
One of the items that we want to discuss is whether to prepare a statement on this particular issue, and it would if we when we do, it would include a enough version of saying why. It shouldn't affect the prioritization. But on top of that, I guess you wanted to, you're asking for a summary on the situation of,
sure,
I'll work on it. And I'll circulate it and see what people think.
I think there are two points to the action item. One is just I think what Cheryl was saying makes a lot of sense, which is just follow up anybody you can and say this is an important issue. But I also think there's a lot of additional information that should be targeted as to why this should not be another excuse to put something back. And I think there's really two parts to what has to happen. One is a lobbying one, but one is also technical information as to why this should not be an excuse. And that second part would be very targeted to the very people who are saying this is a reason to delay that. So I think Hong and Edmund, if you can kind of work together on that, and I think we can all work together on the lobbying point, saying please don't let this excuse mean that IDNs are just put off. Okay? Anything further on IDNs? Cheryl.
Thank you, Holly. It's a very brief and just really a pointer update for future reference. Please remember that the CCTLD IDN PDP process is going on. I am involved in that. And we do need to make sure that when comments come out from this process that we're ready to respond as AP Rallo. So just make sure everyone keeps on their I'm going to need you to be affirming and positive and at least say what you think is good about what the PDP process is. It is challenging, don't get me wrong. I mean, we've done the fast track, but getting the rest of the PDP is challenging. And so the more support we get, not only from the regions, but I would like to encourage individual ALSs when those things come out for comment. That would be very good. To that end, Holly, it might be appropriate for us to have a undated but future to-do action item of a teleconference webinar where individuals and ALS members could come in and get a little bit of an update in the briefing, and we could get Bart to from CCNSO to run us through what specifics are of the policy proposal and, you know, bring people up to speed. So that might be something that you might want to consider. It'll be no earlier than Toronto. It may in fact end up being shortly after Toronto. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. We're still on ICANN policy issues, open public consultations. Now, I've gone through what have been the main ones for this meeting, which have been the who is and the registrant's rights. Those two are colliding. The other one that I've had a look at was the inter-registrar transfer. There's part C. I've had a talk to Alan Greenberg, who's already had a look. He has penned something. I've not had an opportunity to actually see what he's written, but if people could have a look and see if there's anything that they would like to add, that would be the other policy item that I've spotted on the policy list. By the way, Cheryl, where are we up to on the budget, and at what point do we actually start to input, if at all, or is that just gone?
Which budget? Which budget? Seriously, Holly. The 2013 budget.
Fiscal 13.
Okay. The 2013 budget has been approved by the ICANN board as she has writ, with some modifications, which has not been announced at this meeting. It's a done deal. 13's gone. 14, however, is starting right now. And we need to get ahead of the game. And I am very much convinced from what I'm hearing in the corridors, and I spend a little time in the corridors moving between rooms, and I'm going to have to move to a room right now, Holly, so do take my apologies as I finish this and leave. But the 14, they are looking very much at having a less compressed, a slightly changed model yet again, and to that end, we might need to be prepared to have our proposals even earlier in the system. So let's get organised now. And that would include, for of course, regional IGF in Korea and that sort of support.
That brings me to the next item, which is priorities for the coming month. What we would want to hear from you is where we let's have a timeline as to bringing together our proposals for a budget, and we need a timeline for that. So one of the priorities is going to have to be budget. Yep.
Holly, if I may, share off the transcript record, I would suggest that between now and Toronto, let's say that 3 to 4 weeks before Toronto, AP Rallo should be in a position to have at least some sand drawings done on what they would like to do. I would be looking into my crystal ball, expecting the ALAC, Finance and Budget Subcommittee, convening if not in Toronto shortly after it. I would then expect socialisation of plan coming out in what would be the end of the calendar, Gregorian calendar year, inconveniently positioned over all of the moon festivals and important parts that where most of us in Asia are doing other things. At least we don't, Vietnamese are doing things, we're doing things, all of that inconveniently positioned for us. So we need to be ahead of the game then. I would then see probably the March quarter and the March meeting, the board and the finance and budget committees probably trying to be where they were this year, I guess, 2 or 3 months ahead of themselves. I really do have to go now. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think that's one of the priorities for the coming months. I think the action item for AP Rallo. Thank you. Look at the priorities for the budget. Could I basically now leave the floor a bit open to say what else should be on our priority list for the next months? We already have, and I'm going to just start at Hong and see, we'll just go right down. People are going to... Hong's being very intent in listening. I'm asking everybody to think, put their thinking caps on and say, what is the priority for the next month, two, three, and Sully, you're going to have to follow two people. Starting with Hong. I'm just going around the table.
Well, I heard that after so many years, that ICANN is going to fund AP Rallo mini general assembly. That's really terrific. It will be next fiscal year, and the budget is improved by the board, so we should really applaud for that. Oh.
I think what we have to do, though, is there's probably an action on item on us to start saying, now that we've got something funded, what is it we're going to do? So the priority has to be... Take that all back.
Well, so just responding to Hong's proposal about the AP Rallo's General Assembly, I'm wondering whether it is going, is it possible to host it in the upcoming Tokyo meeting?
No.
The GA. Sorry, just to refresh everyone's memory. When we were working on that particular budget, we had been over-optimistic and asked for many things. Fortunately, we got a...
Something should not be minuted.
Okay. Please do not minute that. I withdraw those comments. Anyway, the point that I was trying to raise is exactly related to the comment I made earlier, 20 minutes ago. We need to put an action item where we set aside volunteers at this meeting, not over a conference call, to articulate in detail budget requirements. And here we have Kisa volunteering to host, for example. And it's one thing that they've actually stepped up, but we've got to step up our game and actually detail and articulate how much, what are the expectations for the host, what we could simultaneously hold. And we're never going to get a time until Toronto to actually sit around and discuss it. So this is what I propose, Holly. If we have excellent resources, Rinalia sits on the
finance, right? The budget thing for the ALEC thing. So she's very familiar with the new budget mechanism. So offline we can consult her. What I propose is if we could have a list of just at least two or three volunteers at some time during whilst we're here to sit for 1 hour and create the budget template. Because when Charles and I were putting it together last time, we struggled. And you know, that sort of thing. But if we could detail, and also at least if the draft, and I'd like to echo what Cheryl was saying, don't do it after Prague, because, you know, just communication is going to be hard. But we need to think about what we simultaneously need to have together, you know, and sort of put it to the list and attack it just so that we can have a good feedback.
Hi, Sala. This is Heidi for the record. I mean, I think that's an excellent suggestion. But again, just to clarify, today's session at 12:32 with the relevant ICANN staff is simply to clarify exactly what was intended by the fiscal year 13 budget. So I think today it might be useful if you were to remain in listening mode to get clarity, and then immediately afterwards then carry out your proposal, where you can already start planning. Once you know exactly what is being planned, then make the details.
Go on.
Thank you, Holly. No minutes on this question because this is a repetitive question. I'm just out of sync on this. We had an allocation for AP or IGF, and then it got approved, but we're not prepared for that, right? So what you call it? I'm just asking. What is the way to push things into the next budget, which is already approved? Oh, sorry, you can't. Okay.
For the record, I feel somehow a little bit isolated. I mean, I mean Armenia, and in Aturalo region, we are really to some extent a little bit isolated. And even the fact that within Aturalo, having IGF in Azerbaijan, that almost no one is aware about, Armenians have no possibility to go there. And speaking about enhanced cooperation, I think that this is nonsense, becoming nonsense. So within a Aturalo region, we should be a little bit more aware to some extent to know the challenges. And one of the challenges, at least for this meeting, we also faced ISOC Armenia just joined last time as an ALS for Aturalo. Supported one of his staff to come here, meaning financially supported her, but she didn't get a visa. And we received that information very late, almost on 18th of June, so just 1 week prior to this meeting. But the issue is that they even didn't know whom to apply with the support. There was no visa and that's it. And ALS couldn't come here and participate in all these discussions. Having the monthly calls also not a very appropriate time for us, it's also another challenge. So maybe we can start use a little bit more this email communication or something, these online tools in order to make information available for us. Because, yes, we are really feeling us very isolated. We are not completely aware about IGF in Japan. So, I mean, that type of issues, these are very relevant to our community. So if there will be a little bit enhanced cooperation understanding by using more frequently those online tools available with the support of this huge staff here, which is doing a great job, it would be much more appreciated from our side, and we could feel us a little bit much more involved in the process. Thank you.
Thank you. We promised to listen. Lunalia. No issues. You're going to be our backstop on budget stuff. You know this. You're so glad that you showed, yeah. Aren't you?
I will get Tijani to tell me all the important things because he's the one who always goes to all the key budget and finance meetings, and I'll find out about what's needed on 2014 for APRO.
Thank you. Keith. We're really thinking about what are our issues for the coming month. We have got an issue with how we actually better involve Armenia.
Nothing in addition to what's been spoken about.
Stella.
You know, first of all, I'd like to thank Rinalia, who's on our XCOM, for fighting so hard to get capacity building on the agenda. And now that it's on the agenda, there's going to be work to be done. But primarily what I'd like to start off by saying is, as a RALO, we need to start looking at how we can immerse our people into the various policy processes. And I'm talking about, take for example, the PACMOG that's happening in July, the Pacific Network Operators Group, where global partnerships is heavily involved. We just heard from Heidi that ICN Finance is going to be sitting with us to tell us that the budget that AP RALO fought for is going to be administered jointly with the global partnerships. So what that's going to mean? Just from hearing that, we can infer that it's going to they're going to direct our funds into a certain capacity building mode. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is we need to figure out a way. I don't have the answers, but to strategize on how to get people involved in the APNIC policy processes from the AP RALO region. And the plus is this, at the ASO Council meeting, and for those of you who may not know what ASO is, it includes all the NROs, and for us...
All the RIRs.
All the RIRs, my apologies. And the relevant one being APNIC, they had at that council meeting publicly declared their support for policy immersion and that they would finance it. So we need to start looking at how to sustainably develop this. So even with things like IDN, yes, we have admin, yes, we have Hong, but we also need to sustainably look at how we're going to build the technical capacity to immerse, to immerse themselves in those sorts of things. Quite aside from the IGF, but I'm talking about the ICANN policy processes and the other technical policy processes that are relevant.
Thank you. Good to go. Okay. Okay. It's been lovely. No, I'm calm. Go on.
Thank you, Holly, for what was for the transcript record. Picking up on what Sirinush was saying earlier and adding what Salah has said, and I think we can have a dedicated page on our community workspace where we keep on entering sort of non-ICANN events, but does you feel that really, somehow affect the policy directions that we have in ICANN, number one thing. Number two...
You mean wiki page?
Yeah, a wiki page, a dedicated page, so you know that where you have to go, which it can be called other events, right, or related events. Right, it's going to call you may call it the Internet Public Policy events or something. This is just too much happening. If I try to attend all those things, right, it goes crazy. So you really need a lot of people in there right now. And the second thing is, I wanted, can we have a dedicated sort of a budget page which keeps sort of updated?
The first idea is marvelous. I think we talked about it before, which is we've got events that we think others should know about in the APRO space, then it should be something that we tell each other about. I'm going to ask Rinalia what would be on the budget page, because I think the budgetary matters are something that are decided.
Okay, basically, this is Heidi from staff. We definitely can do that. What we will do, staff will prepare the fiscal year 14 budget workspace, and on that we can make a child page for AP RALO.
But again, on just to go back to the page for regional events, excellent idea. Uralo has had one for years. They use it. Basically, they just announce it's they use it. They update it themselves. They put the, what the activity is, who's going, and it's an excellent space. Also, AP Uralo has a page. I don't know if you know, but you have a page for regional policy development activities. So you can use that when you're developing regional policy and then bring it up to the ALAC.
Just a question. Do we have a consolidated calendar for ALAC and at large with the various subs for the various regions so that we don't have to go to all the different sites but just go to one, the landing page, and then go to all the other ones?
Gisela Gruber for the record. All we have at present is that we get the meetings through from Global Partnerships and they get put on the at-large calendar, which is on the main ALAC page or on at-large Google, and all the meetings get put on there. Go ahead. And also, one of the items within AP Uralo for the next year, just as a NOMCOM person, I would like to suggest to start think about that next year there will be position open for Asia Pacific ALAC representatives too, so need to start to think about outreaching that issue. Thank you.
Excellent, thanks. We've got 5 more minutes. Is there any other business that we should be talking about before I let people go? We are meeting with the board in half an hour, so if you haven't had breakfast or need another cup of coffee, think about it before we talk to the Congress too. If there's no other business.
So, Salata Manikarmora for the transcript records. I'm not sure if everyone is aware of this, but there's a critical policy being debated, discussed right now that's going to be voted on by the ALAC. And I'm a bit sad that AP Uralo hasn't submitted anything on it. It's on the language services policy. And yesterday, I was at a discussion when someone suggested that they remove interpretation for things like this, you see. So that's why I think that you need to, that's why one of the things that we need to do is to, I know Cheryl's going to fight hard to keep it, but we need to formally, as a Uralo, this is a notice to the executives, to put in submissions, at least 2 pages. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other business? Are we happy?
I think that the deadline is Thursday. The deadline is this Thursday. So if AP Uralo wants to submit something, it has to be done before Thursday.
Thank you. Go on.
Thank you, Holly, for advising for the record. Number one, the language interpretation issue, right? Lots of people are concerned about that, so I don't know how we're going to work this out, but we need a quick sort of compilation of existing information that we have from maybe from our records or something that the staff can help us put together and have that submitted, right? The need for interpretation is going to definitely just keep on increasing, right? It's not decreasing. It's not a decreasing effort, it's an increasing effort. It's a resource effort. Secondly, on the issue, the earlier issue about, like, you know, us sharing the workload from Charles, yeah, so on that, whatever Charles has been, directing towards me, I've been trying to catch it up and build up my capacity on that. I'm in the new GTLD activities, I'm part of the COI shared activity review group, right? And on the other hand, I'm available for the technical stuff as well within the task forces for the implementation team. So I think most of the things I'm catching up. One thing we really have to work hard on is, there's sort of Ramadan coming up as well. So I'll be off and on online. But we need to work up how we're going to the build-up towards the Toronto meeting is going to be pretty big, and then travel issues for Asian Pacific members is going to be immense. It's going to be worse than the U.S. So we have to do a lot of stuff on that.
Thank you. One last comment before I close the meeting.
Isn't that common? It's kind of...
Oh, thank you. Sorry. two people, and then we're going to say thank you very much, because we do have to, people may have to actually eat breakfast before we meet with the board.
Yeah, I would like to just remind my request before, which about the availability of the funding support for this upcoming the Tokyo meeting. So I'm not so sure who is the right person I have to talk to. So, Rinalia?
Cheryl.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, my question was really, firstly, apologies for lateness in arrival. Keith Davidson, for the record, and I was just really asking who in this room is attending the Tokyo IGF podcast. So, and are others not attending because they haven't got funding? Because strangely, Google has, Google has offered to fund a lot of people, and a lot of people I know have refused the Google funding on the basis that they'd be captured by Google by taking it. But there is, so I think, that's okay. As long as you don't have a conflict with that, but I would think, it's the USA's seventh largest business. It's fairly capturable. But anyway, so if there is a need for extra funding, I may be able to broker something between Google.
Thank you, Keith. We'll follow up with that. Okay. could I just say, if there's nothing else urgent, I think we do aim to end at 8 o'clock. So I will thank people for attending and say we will meet. Where are we meeting in the
Congress
2 with the board?
And
in 30 minutes. So if you haven't had breakfast, do so now. And thank you very much for everybody attending.